Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to everyone in the queue, and welcome to everyone in chat. This is your host, Pamela Cummins, on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm here every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's always such a pleasure to be here. You can follow us on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk. We're here 5 days a week. Sometimes the schedule changes. That's why it's a good idea to follow, but usually we're here either 3 o'clock or 3 o'clock Eastern Time in the afternoon, or 9 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. So, you know, you have to check your time zones, because I know we have people listening to us from, you know, all through the U.S. And even in Canada and Europe and probably some islands. God knows. That's the wonderful thing about Blog Talk and Internet radio now, is you can reach the world. You can also check us out on psychicsgonewild.com. That is our website, and you can hear all different, you can see all the different hosts that are on this, on this radio show. Sorry, they've been doing the lawn outside, and I'm a little clogged up. It's probably allergies, ragweed, or something like that. Anyhow, if you want to learn more about me, I do have my own website. It's Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. I got lots of good stuff there. I have some free stuff there. I also have a free teleconference coming up, and it's Discover the 3 F's of Love. And no, I'm not going to tell you what the 3 F's are. You're going to have to listen. And again, that is free. That is October 2nd. It's a Tuesday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and you do have to sign up for that so I can see how many people are going to be there. I also am doing a workshop afterwards, and it will start on October 9th, and that is for empowering singles, and obviously that's more for singles. You can find my book on my website. You can get an email reading, and you can get a phone reading also. If you're in my area, you can even book an in-person reading. I don't do a lot of those anymore. A lot of times the energy from so many people on the radio show, you know, it's hard to get a clear read. And also there, you know, like we got a full house today. So I'll see if we can, who we can get to, try and do my best. Anyhow, I do have a guest today. It's Jan Drake Bakke. I'm hoping I pronounce it correctly. And we are going to talk about kindness and, you know, and do some readings. And Jan's going to help me out with some totem animals if she picks up anything. And the one thing I know about Jan is that she is so kind, and she is also a very wonderful poet, and she has psychic abilities. She may not admit to it, but she does. Anyhow, let me get her on. Jan.
Thank you, Pamela.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much. That was so nice of you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for having me on your show. And I'm lost for words because that was such a nice opening. Thank you. But yeah, the kindness is such a we're all trying to be kind, and it's not. I'm not always kind, but I work at it, and so it's something that I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to be kind to myself too, and so and kind to others, of course, is always something to try and do every day. And I actually looked it up on the internet, and there's a World Kindness Day, and I didn't even know that. It's November 13th.
Uh-huh.
So it is. Uh-huh. It's kind of neat. So it is coming up, and they say that no matter where you are, today is your day to change the world with one simple act of kindness. So just doing one little thing each day is so helpful, no matter what it could be. You know, it doesn't have to be big. It can just be a very small act of kindness, anything, you know. And so it's something to try and do every day if we can. And that's one thing we can do to help promote peace on Earth and to help peace within our own families and within ourselves. And so I agree with it. It's a good topic.
I do too, and that is interesting. And one kind thing you can do, one of the things that I'm striving to do is I really love social media, and quite honestly, sometimes I spend too much time on it. And Facebook is it's good for business, to be quite blunt, but it's also good for, you know, catching up with people from all over the world. And one of the things that was really getting to me is people posting a lot of negative stuff, you know, whether it's politics. And, you know, I was really bashing GMOs, and it's not like I'm for GMOs, but what I came to realize is that, you know, here I keep on bashing, you know, I can never say his name, Montesano, or however you say it. And what I really needed to do was instead send kind thoughts to him, and say, you know, because when you fight against somebody, okay, and you have to be right, what happens is the other person naturally gets defensive, and that's what we're all doing. We're getting defensive. However, if you show some kindness and pray that they can open up and see that they're not helping but hurting, that you know, so even something as simple as prayer helps. Jan?
I totally agree. I 100%, I totally agree with that. And I know what you mean. On Facebook, that's the place where so many of us are, and we have messages, and we can put up so many posts, and it's so true. We can either put up stuff that can be harsh or putting out negativity, even though we want to try and warn people or tell people about stuff, and that's a good thing too. But also, it's just in the way that we do it, and to be careful of that, of course. And I know I feel the same way. What am I going to be putting out there, and is it going to be for the benefit of others, or is it going to, but then at the same time, there are things that we want to warn people about, and that's been a subject for me on certain things that I've heard. I've seen certain videos in the last couple years on, you know, stuff like warnings of terrorism and all kinds of stuff like that, and I've been wondering if I should even put that out. I know this is going off the track a little bit of kindness, but just wondering if I should post that on my Facebook, and because it will spread a little bit of fear, you know. But at the same time, it's a warning too. But what I've come to, just within myself, I've asked my guides, I've asked my angels, and just, you know, have prayed about that. For me, it's harder. It's maybe not my path to be putting out some of this stuff, even though it might be good. But I'm not to put it out at this time. I've wanted to put out some stuff, you know, some certain videos. I really have, but I've been told not to. So I'm just following that intuition. And for me at this time, I'm supposed to be putting out more of the spiritual and you know, some of it is maybe a little bit kind of like rainbows and stuff and butterflies, but that's okay, because sometimes people need to see rainbows and butterflies, and sometimes we need those kind of things to help us to feel lighter and more kind and more spiritual, you know. And so, I completely agree with you. We want to do the best that we can with whatever we're putting out there in the atmosphere.
Right. And one of the things that I heard was, you know, if, you know, when in doubt, leave it out. So if you're doubting doing, should I or should I not put this up there, don't put it up there, because guaranteed there's always something else. And, you know, it was Saint Teresa who said, Saint Teresa, the one who did all that help for India, right?
Mother Teresa, yeah.
Right.
She is a saint now.
Yeah. I always get that confused. But wasn't she the one who said, you know, don't ask me to march against war, but I will march for peace?
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I really, really love that. So
I love that.
We got a ton of callers. So let's take a couple calls. And then we can talk a little bit more about this. I am going to ask everybody to please be kind and considerate, because we do have, I can't believe how the queue is like filled up. So if you could keep your questions brief, and if Jan gets a totem animal and if I get whatever, okay? So here we go.
Cool.
Hi, 720, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. And how can I help you today?
I was wondering what my spirit animal totem is showing to Jan right now.
Hi, okay. Crystal. How are you?
I'm
so glad you called in.
Yes.
Okay, let me just, it takes about 10 to 15 seconds, and let's see what's showing up right now. You know what, Crystal, I swear it's just that the elephant just keeps coming through. It's come through again for you.
Okay.
And you know what, I also will check it. I will check it again because I haven't done that yet. But for this moment, it's come through again. And let me just read about what it says because it's so interesting. It says, make a point to be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or less fortunate than yourself. Do not let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal that is so integral in your purpose. You have determination and persistence required to overcome the current challenges you are faced with. And I know some of those challenges because we've talked about it. And so I know that you're going to, I mean, that's why the elephant maybe keeps coming through, because it's trying to help you face this challenge and get over it. Trust your senses. And something in your life smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. It's a good time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. And if this animal is a power animal, let's say, you know, the power animal means that it's going to be with you for most of your life. That's what the power animal is. And I'm sensing that the elephant is one of your power animals because I keep seeing it for you. But it may not be. It could be, and then it could be a totem animal where it's just coming through to help you at this time and what you're going through. And anyway, just one last thing here. It says you have an innate capacity for drawing an ancient wisdom and communicating this whenever appropriate. So I know that you do, and especially through the blogs that you write such beautiful blogs and amazing information. You're doing your best at some kind of political or social work, and that comes through too, because Crystal writes these amazing blogs, and it's about really interesting subjects. And so anyway, that's what I'm getting.
And I would like to add what I got when you said the elephant. What I got was like power, like it gives you power. So, you know, if it keeps on coming up, it's got to be your power animal. Okay.
And I was curious as far as like money situation. I kind of have a goal.
Crystal,
set.
I don't mean to be rude, but our queue is slamming. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm gonna put you back in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Crystal. I'll talk to you later.
Again, people, I'm not being mean. I'm doing my best to be kind. I mean, I know other shows, they'll just cut you off and kick, you know, just mute you back on. I don't believe in doing that, but we do have a lot of callers, okay? So, Jan, you know, if you have a question, please ask that first, and then if Jan has a power animal for you, I would appreciate it. I mean, I can't believe it's like amazing how many callers we have. It really is. Jan, you're popular.
No, I think it's you, it's not me.
All right. Hi, 814, are you there?
Yes, hi, my name is Abby. And
hi.
Hi. My question is, do you see a career change for me? There's a specific job that I'm applying for a budget analyst.
Yeah, and I do, because before you even finished your sentence, I heard November, which is really quick. Okay, so yes, I definitely feel, you know, and it feels like a step up, and it's really weird. The image I'm getting is you taking your hands, dipping them in the water, and like kind of clearing stuff away, you know, and then washing your face. It's very weird. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but again, it feels like a cleansing, so it does feel like you will be helping people very much, very much. Okay. And Jan,
okay.
Are you?
I did. I got the duck, and it says here for the duck, you're very generous and have a big heart and willing to give, and you're very amiable, accessible, and reliable and resilient, and when you're engaged in a project, you're very good with productivity. So that's going to be good for your new job.
Yeah. And it's funny, the water symbolism is coming up again. So.
Oh, yeah, and that's right. The duck also represents the water, too. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So I'm going to put you back in the queue, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll take one more caller, and then there's something that I want to mention on kindness. And don't worry, I'm going to try and get to as many people as we can today. We'll do the best that we can do. Hello, 503, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and who's calling?
Hi, Jan, I love you.
I love you too. Who's this? Is this October?
This is October.
Yay! Oh, awesome.
Yay! So basically, I have a quick question. I'm having a bit of a block with communicating with a guide. And I'm wondering if there is some sort of half-life issue that we need to resolve so that we can communicate.
Okay. First of all, I heard not time yet, so I don't feel like it's time to talk yet. You know, give it a couple days, give it a week or whatever. That's one of the reasons. And then my guides very bluntly said there's always a past issue that gets in the way with everybody. Okay. But I am hearing the song lyric, just the two of us. So I do feel like that there is, great potential. Okay. Great potential.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm hearing is sing a song. So you might want to sing and kind of clear it out and visualize what you're going to say. But I am also getting you need to wait for the proper timing. Okay. That's important. Okay.
All right.
So, Jan, do you have anything to add to that?
As it turns out, October is a singer, so that is just perfect. And I saw the dove. Yep, she's a wonderful singer. And I saw the dove fly in October, and I thought it might be the hummingbird, but it's the dove this time. And it says, express your love to as many people as possible, which you do. Oh, my gosh. October is such a loving person. She helps so many people. And in words and in deeds, and you, oh gosh, this is so you. And this is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision, and now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. Oh my gosh. And you're experiencing a spiritual renewal. That's the result of a period of time of intense self-examination and challenges, and it's important to nurture yourself also with loving care, because you nurture so many people with loving care. So anyway, that says it so much about you. Gosh,
that's lovely. Thank you so much.
That's great. That's great. We're gonna put you back in the queue.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, and thank you everyone for being patient. We will get to who we can, but I do like to also give a little education, I want to read something, because this is so perfect about like the importance of being kind, okay, and kind to strangers, because a lot of times we don't care. I mean, think about the way people drive, because you don't care, you'll just give the finger to anybody, right? And, you know, you never know. You could be on the way to an interview, give the finger to somebody, and then that turns out to be the person who's going to be interviewing you, you know? So, seriously, be careful. But I just want to read this. This is from the book The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, and it never hurts to be kind to people, Pindar replied. Once when I was a young man, I was walking to a young lady's home to meet her for our very first date. I was nervous. As I turned onto her street, an older man walked right into me, banging his head into mine and trampling on my foot. He was embarrassed that he hadn't been watching where he was going and mortified that he might have injured me. No harm done, I assured him. I've been told I have a hard head. I hope you didn't hurt yourself. He laughed with surprise. I wished him a wonderful day and hurried on to meet my young lady friend. About 15 minutes later, I arrived at the girl's home, and I heard the front door open. Daddy, she called out, I want you to meet my date. Okay, and then the person who he was telling this story, let me guess, it was a man who smacked into you, and he says, it was, back from a quick trip to the store. He complimented his daughter on her good judgment and told her, I was a thoughtful, polite young man. And it turned out, to make a long story short, that this woman turned out to be his wife. So you just never know.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
that cool?
Yes. Oh, I love it. Wow.
I mean, just imagine if he had said, oh, you're such a jerk. Why don't you, you know, and then, I mean, they
right.
might not have gotten married, you know?
Yeah, right. So. Oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful story.
Yeah, I thought that was so neat. And, you know, and also, like, kids can be cruel. And I don't know, one of the problems, I'm sorry, I'm seeing something from, we're experience a streaming issue, okay, which might affect part of our listeners. Well, whatever. As long as... I'm not going to look. That's why I try not to look in chat and stuff because I get distracted. But, you know, kids can be really cruel, you know, in school. I'm sure you've experienced that, Chan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
They sure can.
Right.
I was,
you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was,
anyway,
I was called names a lot growing up and stuff.
Right, right. And you know, and I was always, you know, it was weird. I was never really for the popular kids. And maybe it's the Libra in me. I always stuck up for the underdog. And, you know, many years later, I had this woman. I was at, it was when I lived in New Jersey. I was at this group of people. It was like a spiritual group of people. And some woman, we were eating, and some woman came up to the group and said to me, my name is so-and-so, and I had a blank look on my face. I had no idea. And she's like, I look nothing like I did when I was in school. She's like, but I want to thank you because you were already always kind to me. And I'm like, who are you? Because I'm like, you know, I'm like totally baffled. And she's like, you're not going to remember me, but thank you. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, a couple of thoughts came through my mind. Obviously, I was really curious what I had said and done for this woman. But the other thing that ran through my mind is, what happens if I had been mean to this woman? You know, I could have been on Jerry Springer, for God's sakes. You know, I would have been really I would have been really embarrassed, you know?
Wow, so I know. That it makes such a difference to be kind to people, because it's true. You never know what will come back to you later and how people
right.
see or think about you later. And to tell you the truth, there have been times where I have been upset in different jobs and have had temper problems and stuff where I've been going through something or I was too thin and I wasn't getting enough nutrition. And but then, you know, in other places too where I've been a lot healthier, that good karma or the you know, the good feedback has come back, and it makes such a difference when you get that good feedback. It makes such a difference to remember to be gentle and be kind to people, because it does. It means a lot to people, and they remember it through the years. It's so important. That's really a good story. I appreciate
yeah.
that, yeah.
But it's also good to point out that, you know, sometimes I know, oh my God, when I was in the hospital and I was, you know, I was in so much pain, and you know, I screamed at the top of this at this lady, you know, because it took me almost 45 minutes for anybody to even look at me, you know, and I felt like I was giving birth for like 2 hours, okay? So
right,
you know,
yeah.
So, so sometimes, you know, sometimes when we don't feel good, but, you know, that's when we can say, you know, I'm sorry, or, you know, or also forgive ourselves because, you know, we're not perfect.
Exactly.
You know, the kindness for ourselves. So
exactly.
We can talk
and,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that one of the people, and some of them might be listening now, some of my friends who are in that work job with me, but that's okay. Because with that one person where I was having a little trouble with, about, I would say 10 years later, I went back to her. We were at a reunion, and I went up to her, and I said, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really sorry that I was acting that way with you. And she, oh, my God, we hugged each other and cried, and she said, you know, I felt so badly, too, and I was treating you badly. And so, I mean, that just like changed the whole energy for me, her, and for tons of our friends, I think, when that happened, because that was the main thing that happened to me with us. And it just, oh, telling each other we were sorry was such a big, you know, big thing. And 10 years later, though, but it doesn't even matter if it was 10 years later. We still did it, and it made a big effect. It was very helpful. So,
well, right. And, you know, I mean, as humans, because we were, I used to read this daily affirmation that said we were we're trapped in space and time. And that's like when people ask, you know, when, it's really hard to, because, you know, spirit doesn't go on time, but it doesn't matter when you say, I'm sorry, you know, forgive me, you know, I'm trying to improve as a better person. I mean, you know, we're not perfect. That's how we learn. I mean, I think of some of the things that I posted on Facebook, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. That's why I was like,
I haven't seen anything negative on Facebook from you, Pamela.
Oh my God, the GMOs and stuff like that, you know. But no, I do my best, but a lot of times, I guess one of the things too is not to allow other people's negativities post to affect me too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But even sometimes liking some of them, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm just feeding into it. But that's my issue. Anyhow, let's take a couple more callers. I don't want people to think that we're ignoring them. We're just doing the best that I can. You know, Jan, I'm going to have you on more often because, man, you just light up the switchboard. Okay. So, what are you doing?
Well, I love to. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's mostly you, though. All righty. Well, here it's both of us. Let's put it that way. Let's be kind to each other.
Okay.
All right. All righty. Hi, 413. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. And what is your name, please?
My name's Amber.
Amber. And do you have a question?
Yes. I have recently been learning about my spirit guides. And I was wondering what you picked up on that and, like, the ways that they try to contact me, if any. Just wondering about that.
Okay. You know, I know this sounds weird, but what I heard was I feel very strong female presence, okay, and a male presence, okay. And the female presence, honestly, I don't always see, but I'm getting, like, an outline, okay? Like, it's like an outline, it's like a black outline, and she's got beautiful colors in. And I really got the way that they approach you is through feelings, okay? That feels like emotions, okay? But also, I want to say energetically, okay? And it's really weird. I'm hearing the song Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Want Me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means to me is that you really need to, I know you're working with them, but you really need to say, hey, I'm really ready for you guys to come in, because I'm feeling too, but I'm getting that there are more around you, okay? And your angel is just huge, okay? It's just huge. All right. So ask them to come in. I'm getting to talk to them, to pray to them. You know, and this sounds really weird, but this is how I heard it. I got to write to them. Okay, and that will all help. But again, I'm sorry, I'm not getting any names or anything, but to be perfectly honest with you, my guides won't tell me their names. I call them they.
Okay.
Right? I asked them their name, and they were like, they. I'm like, oh, really? You know, so, you know, that's how my guides work, but that's what I got. Jan, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got the deer for you, Amber, and it says, more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct, and you're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself. And this is interesting. If this is I'm not sure if it's a power animal or not, but if it was, it says, you maintain a balance of a masculine trait of mastery, authority, and protection with the feminine characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. You relate mostly to those, you're highly sensitive and intuitive, and you're aware of others' feelings. So that's mostly what I got. I thought that was neat of the masculine and feminine when she was saying that you had both guides around you. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's just
can I say
validating.
Something in regards to the deer?
Sure.
All right, so last night I went on a little adventure with my friends, and before I asked my guides if they could show their presence in some way, I feel like something happened, and afterwards we saw a deer.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I just knew you were going to say that. I just, oh, when you said you went out, oh, that is so cool. I mean, talk about validation. You know,
it
so,
sure is.
So you know what? It's funny. I'm hearing the song, Babe, Let's Stay Together, okay? And, you know, your guides are always there. Basically, it's just acknowledging that they're there. And it's like any friendship, the more you're together, okay, the stronger it gets. And the, you know, and the better you get to know them. So you're just in the process of getting to know them. So you got a lot of validation. That's so cool. So, Amber, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Okay.
Hey, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yeah, and thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Okay. We got another person, too. There's some of these people have been holding for a while. So, it's spinning. Don't tell me, you know, I'm, there we go. Okay. You never know with Blog Talk. All right. So hopefully it opens up. Da, 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 da. Blog Talk's a little slow today, people. Great. Oh, good. 978, are you there? Hello? Oh, they just put, that was not me. Blog Talk just put them back into the queue. I'm going to try them again. Uh-oh. It's spinning. Wonderful. Okay, you know, and I'm, you know, oh, nope, it's not working. I'm almost afraid to hit F, you know, it says, it does say Blog Talk is experiencing a streaming issue which affects one half of the listeners can refresh the page. Honestly, I'm afraid to refresh my page on the computer.
Oh, great.
You know, so I'm afraid to do that. So I am sorry that one person, 413, I was trying to get a hold of you. I'm going to try another person, see if that works. And if,
978.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Are you there?
I'm 978.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's a couple people, so I did get you then.
Yes. I have a question, Pamela.
Okay. And your first name is? I'm sorry.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, it just came up. Okay. And what is your question, Kathleen?
Okay, it's regarding work. I have to work out of my home. I have a Skype interview tomorrow night at 5:00, and it's to work out of my home doing telemarketing. And I can give you the man's first name that I'd be talking to, Christian.
Okay.
I want to know if he will hire me, and if he does, will I make the sales and make the money? Will I do well by him?
Okay, first of all, for some reason I'm feeling, I don't know how else to say, this job feels like a headache. Okay, I hate to say that.
I had one that was a total headache that lasted 3 days, and that was just last week. I'm wondering if you're getting confused.
Yeah, okay, I could be. I'm still, first of all, I do feel he will hire you, okay? I don't know how else to say it. I feel like he's desperate for people, okay? He needs employees, okay? No, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, I know.
Because what they showed me my sister, and my sister owns a pizzeria, and, you know, she has lots of people who apply, but what she's desperate for is a good employee, okay?
Well, would I, will it work for him and I, that I work well for him? And make money?
I do feel like you're going to make money, okay? It's going to take a little while, okay? It's not like, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'll start a business and the money's going to start flowing in. It's going to take a little while to build up people, okay? I'm getting that you have a good rapport with people, okay?
Yeah.
So I do see it making money. I'm just feeling a little bit of like a headache with this job, okay? They are saying to stick with it, okay? To stick with it. Yeah.
Okay. And wouldn't you think, I have a stupid question because I'm desperate for money. If he hires me, wouldn't you think I'd get my first paycheck?
I'm getting 2 to 3
weeks.
Because
it's going to be on commission.
Yeah, I'm getting
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's
so stick with this guy and he'll like me too. I want to do a good job for someone,
a real bang-up
job.
Yeah, and again, I'm just getting that he is desperate for people. He will hire you. He likes you. That's how they're putting it. Jan, do you have a totem?
At first I wasn't sure because I kept seeing a bird, and I saw it fluttering, and it's a hummingbird. And it says you need to be flexible with twists and turns with your life that's going on in your life for the next few days. Put some more emotional sweetness in your life because you need it, you deserve to have it. You're going through some very heart-opening kinds of experiences, and you'll quite naturally draw more and more love into your life. And so openly express the love you have and feel for those most important in your life. So whether your job or relationships or whatever, that seems to be what it's saying to you. And I don't know if this is a power animal or not, but if it is a power animal, it says you're fiercely independent, but you're full of joy and generally have a positive outlet. And it's crucial for your health and sanity to find work that allows you to be where you can feel clear and free and happy. So hopefully,
I would be out of my home. You know, I'd be working out of my home on the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I'm on SSI, so it has to be end of the table. But he's willing to do it.
Right, and again,
awesome.
I'm just getting he's desperate, you know.
Stick in there and you think I'll last for a while.
Stick with it. Yeah, if you stick
You know what? My most important thing is to have the person I'm working for really like me and thinking I'm doing a good job. That's the most important thing to me.
And again, you know, it's funny. I just heard a song lyric on winning. So in that case, I definitely I'm winning. So in that case, you know, meaning that you're a good employee. You're a winner.
Oh, I was hoping you'd hear that song. Money, 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 money.
No, but you know what? But that is a good song that you can sing to yourself all day. So anyhow, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and I'm glad that we got through.
Okay, thanks, both of you.
Okay,
of course, sure.
Bye-bye. That's funny. Okay, all right, let's see. I know this one person's been waiting quite some time, so hopefully it will work this time. Hello, 413, are you there? Hello, 413. Hello. All right, I'm going to put you back. There is another person who's been waiting a really long time, too, so I want to get to them. Hello, 631, are you there? Hello, 631. Hello. Okay, maybe they're just muting themselves, or maybe it is Blog Talk. We'll try one more person, and then I do want to talk about something with you, Jan.
Okay.
512, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Pearl.
Pearl?
Uh-huh.
That's funny. We had a Crystal, Amber, and Pearl. and
are coming
sorry.
Out today.
Yeah, all these
cool.
Yeah, all these gems. So that's really cool. I'm sorry, but I'm amusing myself. What is your question?
I didn't really have a question. I just want to see what you would pick up for me.
Okay, all right. And you know what? It's really funny because I'm picking up what I got. What the other lady wanted, okay? And I'm hearing the song Money, 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 okay? But I'm feeling like you have some conflicts when it comes to money, okay? It's like, I know this sounds weird, but it's almost like you don't know what to do with it, you know? It's like it feels like it will either slip through your hands or you hold on tightly or you don't think that you deserve it. You know, I'm just feeling that you have some conflict with money. I know that sounds weird. All right, and my guides are saying this is that you are worthy of money. To be kind to money, be kind to yourself with regards to money. And I do feel that you have a huge earning potential. Okay, I just feel like, you know, so many people would want this. I feel like you just can really attract money to you. So allow yourself to, okay? And they're saying like Oprah, okay? Because what I'm seeing is you attracting money to you, and then I'm seeing you giving some of it away, but it feels like joyfully, okay? So I want to say make peace with money, okay? And money, you know, is a representation of a lot of different energy, okay? Because money is a reflection kind of about yourself too, all right? So
very
I hope
good.
That makes...
You're actually right on. I was going to ask you about some jobs that I applied for, and you described me to a T. You are right on.
Oh, cool.
She is usually right on. She's amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing,
but,
right. I am amazed. Why aren't you working for like a phone service or something?
Oh, I believe me, I have my own business, and I work for ESP, and I work for Voices of the Angels, and I'm on Best Psychic Directory. I'm all over the place, so yeah.
That's wonderful. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I could let another caller.
Right, unless Jan has a power animal for you.
Okay.
Well, I did see a cat come through, and so that's it. This is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. And listen closely to your intuitive guidance, and it's most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. So it sounds kind of
totally
neat.
Totally right on.
Totally
yeah.
Right
on.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I promise there's somebody who's been waiting for quite some time. I promise we will take them. You know, I know you all been waiting. But I do want to just point out what you had said earlier about kindness, about being kind to yourself. Do you agree
uh-huh.
with that? Okay, do you?
I really do. Yes,
yeah.
I think it's so important, and it's something that I'm learning to do more and more. And realizing that it's as important to do that, be kind to yourself, as it is to others also. Because if you're not kind to yourself, then you're gonna lose. You lose, you know, in general. And I have lost in my life because of not doing or being kind to myself in ways of like health reasons, health, being more healthy and stuff like that. And I've lost some of my health because of not being doing, you know, I'm not explaining it too well, but, you know, trying to be more balanced with my body, et cetera, and diet and exercise and stuff, always being too overboard and not choosing really kindness, which means resting and eating right and slowing down and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Right. And saying no, too, like the boundaries, saying no. One of the ways that I learned to be kind is like when the phone rang, I used to think that I had to get it. And usually it was when the phone rang, it was like people who wanted readings or wanted something right then and there, okay? And what I found was when I was doing that is projects that made my heart sing, like writing, you know, creating something on my website or whatever, wasn't getting done. And then I would start to get resentful, and I felt like I could never get anything done. And so what I did is I came up with something like on my website for people to schedule things on. And I, when the phone was ringing and I was in the middle of doing something and I was in the flow, okay, because you know how you get in, even with cleaning, you get in the flow, and if you interrupt that and talk to somebody, the flow goes, you know. And I figured,
right,
you know, if it's an emergency, you know, I'll fit them in, okay. But usually when, you know, when it's, like if it was my sister and she called like 3 times, I would be like, okay, I need to pick up the phone. But if I don't recognize the phone number, it's usually not a huge emergency, okay? And if it isn't a really psychic emergency, they'll find somebody else. That's the way I look at it, you know. So I found I was kind to myself by doing that. Anyhow, we have 8 minutes left. I just want to let everyone know that tonight on the Love Channel show, you can find that on my website, PamelaCummins.com. I have Robert Sharp, and we are going to be talking about the joy potential. So it's like kindness and joy. All right, I'm going to see if we can get this one person. 503, hi, are you there?
Why don't you go to someone else? You already had me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It got you as like 23 minutes for whatever reason. Okay. All right. I think this is a Skype caller.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. And who am I speaking to?
Yvette.
I'm glad we got to you. I'm sorry. What
Yay.
Did you say?
Yvette.
Yvette. And do you have
yep.
a question?
Can
okay,
I ask for whatever divine spirit wants to tell me?
Okay. All right. Sometimes. All right. Let's see. All right, it's funny. I'm hearing the song, You Gotta Be Cruel to Be Kind, all right? And, you know, and I felt like a need to take care of yourself. And I know we just talked about it, and I'm seeing something with clothes, too, okay? So what that means to me is you need to put some boundaries out there, okay, in order to protect yourself. And the clothes could mean, they could mean you actually need to fix up your wardrobe, okay, need some new stuff. Or there's something that you need to kind of dress up in your life is what I'm getting, okay? That's what I'm getting. You know, now I'm hearing the song, Everybody's Crazy About a Sharp-Dressed Man, okay? So I just feel like there's some things that you need to kind of clean up and make better in your life. I know that's
okay.
weird, but that is what's coming through. And I just want to see, Jan, did you get a totem animal?
I did, and there were a couple animals coming around, and but the wolf came through the strongest, so I chose the wolf, and I was almost going to say another one, but the characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. So make cooperation a priority over competition, and valuable insights, ideas, new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And that's mainly what it's saying to you. And if it is a power animal, you have a strong sense of family and community and intuitive sense of social order and are very affectionate with your friends and family. So that's really nice.
And the other thing I'm thinking with, like, the wardrobe and dressing up and stuff, so it does feel like you need, like, and what she said about, you know, new ideas and getting rid of old stuff, that's what it feels like you need to do.
Right.
You understand? Like, out with, you know, when a closet could be symbolic of, you know, because I like to go through my clothes, okay, my God, I've had that forever, I haven't worn that, throw it out, and then add something new. So that's really neat. Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, well, you're welcome. I'm going to put you back in the queue. This person's been holding on for a long time. Hi, 917, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having the show.
Hi, and I'm sorry, somebody is doing something, so I'm just going to cover up my other ear. What is your name, hon?
My name is Tina. I wanted to know, what do you get from my relationship with my boyfriend, Michael, and where is it going?
Okay. You know what? I'm getting some ups and downs, okay? Like, it's like you're in a car, and the car is bumping along, and then it smooths out a little bit, okay? I'm hearing Stevie Nicks, you can talk to me, all right? And I'm honestly, what I'm getting for you, you might not like this, but I'm getting that you need to listen a little bit more to him, okay? And I feel like the listening is just not with your ears, but it's also with watching his actions and stuff, all right? And the other thing I'm getting is don't tell him what to do, okay? Don't tell him what to do. It feels like, you know, again, the conversations, the way you communicate with each other need to be cleared up, because if not, the bumpy ride's going to get really bumpy, because the bumpy ride is just, you know, kind of little, like little ups and downs, okay? It's not like up and down, all right? So I'm definitely getting work on your communication. Jan, do you have anything to add to that?
I do, and I'm just trying to I had a little trouble getting the animal for some reason. That doesn't usually happen to me, and I'm trying to find the page, and here it is. And I got the swan. And no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender more to the will of the Spirit. Trust that things will work out. And you'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing right now. So that may be what, you know, some of the ups and down part of it. Mm. And focus on the fact that life is a precious and sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as you can. Try to flow with the changes that you're going through right now. So that might go along with that, what she was saying.
Right. It's the communication and you know, in the listening too. Again, they're really stressing that, and you know, they're pointing to their ears. So it is with your ears, but it's in other ways, because you know, men will show you how they really feel about you through their actions and through their little things. Okay, like if a man goes and gets you a glass of water when you're busy doing something, that speaks mountains. That speaks more than him saying "I love you," you know, or pushes your hair out of your eye, you know, or gives you a little shoulder massage. Those little things speak mountains, okay? And I do feel he does love you. Okay. So we got like a minute and a half. I'm going to put you back into the queue.
Thank you. Thank you
all
both.
Right, thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry we couldn't get to everyone. I mean, my God, this queue was just lit up. Jan, do you have anything else that you would like to add to kindness?
Well, mostly that it's so just so important to try and be kind with yourself as much as you can. Give yourself a little more leeway than you usually do, because you actually do deserve it. And that way you can feel more kindness towards others and in your daily life. And by doing just even one little act of kindness towards yourself, then you can do one for somebody else in the day.
Right.
So mostly that's all. And yeah.
Do you have anything? I just want to add, because we're going to, you know, it's almost done. Have kind thoughts about yourself. Be kind to your mind, okay? Stop with the I'm so stupid and I should have done and why didn't I and oh my God. You know, when those, you know, come up, you know, there's an affirmation, I love and accept myself exactly as I am. So we got 10 seconds
That's
left.
That's awesome. Thank you,
yeah,
Pamela.
Yeah, Dan, we definitely have to have you back. I mean, the people love you. Or maybe it's the combination of both of us. I mean, it was just amazing how many callers we got. So I just want to thank everyone. I thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry we did not get to everyone. But, you know, we are here, you know, 5 days a week. So, you know, follow us on Blog Talk. Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye, Jan. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.